We haven't made it to spring planting season yet, but Michigan's farmers are well into thinking about what the 2020 growing season might bring for them. And it's not too early to spot candidates for elected office spouting professions of support for Michigan farmers and ag communities. Economist Charles Ballard of Michigan State University has been thinking about the role of agriculture in public discourse. And he says there's a certain conventional wisdom about the role that agriculture plays in our economy.
Well, there's a statement that I've probably heard 100 times over the years, and lots of other people have heard lots of times. Agriculture is the second largest industry in Michigan. And I think that's probably what a lot of people believe because they've heard it so many times. But it's not even close to true. If you go to the official numbers from the U.S. Department of Commerce, Bureau of Economic Analysis, farms are about 0.5% of the Michigan economy. If you throw in fisheries and forestry, you get up to about 0.6%. But the stuff that I typically think of when I think of agriculture is relatively small. And what would it take for it to be the second largest sector? You'd have to do a lot of weird things with the statistics. You'd have to throw in food wholesaling and retailing, which is probably another 1.5% or 2%. Restaurants and bars, which is about 2% of the economy. Food, manufacturing, processing, about 1%. You might be able, if you throw all that together, to get up to 6%, but then still it's not close to the second biggest industry. You've got manufacturing, services, real estate, government enterprises, healthcare are all bigger than that. So I'm not sure where this myth came about, but I've mentioned it over the years to various people. And sometimes when I say it, some of the folks involved with the agriculture sector, they seem to take offense. And I want to just make clear that I am not being disrespectful. In fact, I am lauding the sector because why is agriculture small in all of the richest countries? Because agricultural productivity is so high that we don't have to have everybody on the farm. And that frees up people to do other things.
Well, it seems like part of the problem here may be just how we talk about the segmentation of the economy. You know, some of those tallies do not include the finance work, the retail work, and the construction work that's all related to agriculture.
Right. And I guess what I'm saying is I would like us to stick to the way that the statistics are organized and have been organized since the 60s. An industrial classification that at the top line, you've got sectors such as the following: agriculture, manufacturing, construction, mining, finance, insurance, real estate. If you do it at that level, agriculture is relatively small. If you throw in all sorts of other things, you can make it bigger. But of course, if you throw in all sorts of other things, you can make any sector bigger because of the interconnected nature of our economy.
Well, is there an inherent problem there? We regularly talk about how the auto industry has adjacent jobs that rely on it. And for example, when there's a slowdown in the auto industry, there's this ripple effect that affects all the towns that have manufacturing at the heart of their economy. Why shouldn't we talk about farming that way?
Well, I think we can do that, but we have to do it separately. Because if we included ripple effects for every sector, our economy would be 3 times as big as it is. So I'm trying to focus on what's the actual reality. How big is the ag sector? How big is the auto sector? Then, if separately you want to also say, okay, if the auto sector were to shrink, that would have ripple effects, fine. That's okay, but that's a different discussion. That's a different discussion from how big is the auto sector.
I think part of the issue is that ag is such an important piece of the economy in some towns and counties where it is the economy.
Absolutely. And that's why agriculture is a much higher fraction of the economy, numbers like 5 and 6% of the economy in places like Kansas and Nebraska and Iowa. And in certain rural counties in Michigan, it's very important. No question about that. But for Michigan overall, agriculture, forestry, and fisheries is between 5 and 6/10 of 1%. And then for the United States as a whole, it's about 8/10 of 1%. Again, I don't want to sound like I'm disrespecting the ag folks. I mean, the richest countries in the world all have ag is about 1% of their economy. Canada, Germany, France, United Kingdom, Japan. And that's because agriculture is so productive that we can have lots of people free to do other things and we still don't starve. Look at all the poorest countries in the world. What are the countries where agriculture is big, 20, 30, 40% of the economy? Somalia, Afghanistan, Togo, Congo, Central African Republic, Pakistan.
Well, at the same time, those are not necessarily representative of the kind of farming that's done in the States, where farmers may well be pulling out their smartphone and looking at, you know, overseas markets and trying to see how soybeans are doing, you know, half a world away.
Those are places with incredibly low agricultural productivity. And we are blessed in the United States to have a high degree of agricultural productivity. And that means that we don't have to have everybody on the farm. I think your listeners might be interested in a historical perspective on this. Going back a couple hundred years, why did the Industrial Revolution happen in England? Why not somewhere else? Well, one of the reasons was that England was a pioneer in the 17th and 18th centuries in improving agricultural productivity. They figured out how putting lime on the soil would reduce acidity. They figured out crop rotation. They didn't understand the science of it. They didn't understand that when you plant turnips, what that's doing is returning nitrogen to the soil. But they experimented, and it worked. Jethro Tull's seed drill, invented in 1700, dramatically improved productivity. They had better irrigation techniques, so that by 200 years ago, only about a third of the people in England were involved in agriculture, whereas in Eastern Europe, it was more like 80%. That meant that the English economy had people who were able to do something else, and that's a big reason why the Industrial Revolution happened in England and then spread to America, because since so much of American agriculture sort of descended from the techniques that had been developed in England, we also were a high agricultural productivity country 200 years ago. Not nearly as high as we are now, but we were more productive than most of the rest of the world, and now we're still more productive than most of the rest of the world.
I think part of the concern in farm country about how ag gets represented has to do with the fact that farming these days can be a piece of a family's income. There's no question that a lot of farmers today have day jobs in Michigan, but farms can make the difference in a middle-class rural family's financial well-being.
Oh, absolutely.
Do we risk undermining rural economies to say that ag is not fundamental to our economy?
I never said that ag is not fundamental. I said that ag is about a half of 1%. After all, I ate breakfast this morning, and just about everybody I know eats food. Maybe I think what you're getting at is, you know, we spend a lot of money on video games, but video games aren't essential for survival. Big Ten football and basketball, even, dare I say, are not essential for survival, whereas food is. And so you might say that the social value of a dollar spent on food is bigger in some sense than the social value of a dollar spent on video games. I'm okay with that. I'm just trying to say, what are the facts? And the facts are that agriculture is a relatively small sector of the economy. And from my perspective, as I say, that's a good thing, because that's true in all of the rich countries. It's not true in all of the poor countries.
Charles Ballard is a professor of economics at Michigan State University. Charlie, great to talk to you.
Thanks very much.